The John Cole Show.
PPI and Celtic Media Awards Radio Magazine Show of the Year.
I have to be honest, Paula McIntyre, I have been dreaming about getting you into, well, my kitchen for years. So this isn't my kitchen.
No,
this is like the second best thing. It's finally happened. I'm going to come over here beside you, a bit closer. So in case anyone missed at the top of the programme, what are you going to cook?
Yeah, it's stuffed strawberries. I know Shirley Conran said that life was too short to stuff a mushroom, and I probably would say the same about a strawberry, but can I say though,
those strawberries are huge.
They're massive, and it's actually get the big ones because life is definitely too short to take the. This is a Parisian baller or a melon baller, or you could use a teaspoon. This is
you
handy.
Have to remember my day job is on the Nolan Show. I've never heard of a Parisian baller.
No, well, I don't blame you, but you've heard of crisps, but you know that's about the height of it, isn't it, with your culinary?
What are you doing with those strawberries?
Just take the or a teaspoon and just take out the middle.
Okay.
Get, if you've got children, get them to do it.
Because you're
especially it's wet today, you know.
You're actually going to stuff them.
Yeah. So what I did, I've taken out the middle and then just mashed that up with a bit of sugar and leave it for a few minutes, and the sugar will help break down the strawberries.
Can I just sample that wee bit before you?
Which what?
What's in your plastic bowl there?
Uh huh.
A special spoon for me, yes.
That's strawberry and sugar, so it's quite sweet.
Should we describe the fine BBC china that we have
here?
Yes,
the
best
plastic
money can buy.
There's never any expense spared in this programme, you know.
There's a real kind of sweet, bitter, lovely that.
Yeah, and the strawberries are great at the moment, they're nice. So that, I mean, and then
you're mixing in.
So I've got mascarpone in here, you could just use cream cheese. And mix that in, and then just a wee bit of lemon zest, and then we're going to use the juice for something else. So just twist that around. So this is your cheesecake bit, and then that just goes back into the strawberry again.
So you are scooping the mascarpone, this mixed with strawberries, into the actual strawberries.
And then push it back in again.
You
and
want a well-stuffed strawberry.
Oh yeah, and have it a wee bit floaty out the top, you see, like that.
Overflowing.
And then this is a mixture of those, you know those wee caramel biscuits you get? Taste those, and this is chopped white chocolate.
Caramel biscuits, so just sort of...
They're just wee...
Crunchy biscuits. And bits of white chocolate.
The
producer is Kathy is in my ear and she can't even see what
you
do.
Yeah, there you are. Funny. See that stick? And then that's like a self-contained cheesecake.
This is a huge, huge strawberry, hollowed out and stuffed with mascarpone cheese, strawberries, lime.
A wee bit of lemon, actually, just lemon. Or you could use lime. Lime's good.
Nolan Show again there. Lemon and some lime. No, we're not allowed.
any kind of fruit.
And then topped with crushed
biscuits. I use any kind of biscuits, you know, what you use for a bit. Mm-hmm. I use those wee caramel biscuits, like they're Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
And you just they're really nice, and I think they've got a nice wee sort of, they're not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I told you what I did then was made, this is a granita. Granita.
And the mascarpone.
It's not too sweet
either.
Sure,
it's
not
so creamy. It's really good, and the crunch on top, so you're getting a real mix of textures, excuse me, and flavours there, and it's like a twist on a cheesecake.
It is, it's just a cheesecake.
It's fun.
You know, when you've hours of fun holing out the strawberries, sure, what else do you be doing on a wet July day? And then, so we've got the lemon juice left, so you don't want to, you know, don't want to waste that.
Sure.
And if you look at the hedgerows at the moment, you know, at the side of the road, you see the lovely white flowers, elderflowers.
Well, I live in North Belfast, there's not a lot of hedgerows.
You would, if you go into a park, I'm sure there'd be, you know, would have elderflowers. And they're great at the moment, Vinny, and you can make elderflower cordial. It's really easy, it's just really, just boil them up with sugar syrup, elderflowers.
You can just pick that yourself.
You could make it yourself, and you think that you buy a half litre of it, it's £3, but you can pick them for free. Also, elderflowers are lovely. They're those white flowers there, I've made a sugar syrup and just infused it with the elderflower and then the lemon juice. I'll let you try it.
You're best to Google in case you're not sure what an elderflower looks like and you end up boiling up.
There's another flower at the side of the road as well that looks very similar, that's actually toxic. But the thing about elderflowers, you'll know what they smell like, but have a wee taste of that. And that's the thing, just walk beside it, especially after it's been raining, and you can really smell it.
It's the smell of summer and cut grass.
You definitely get a wee taste of that.
I sniffed the spoon there and she doesn't want it back now. This is the granata.
This is the granita, yeah.
Granita.
And granita is Italian for little grains. So you know when you make
it's strong, that.
It is strong. So what I did was just the sugar, it's equal parts sugar, water, and then infuse it with the elderflowers. Bring it up to the boil until the sugar dissolves, and that's the sugar syrup, which is the base for your granita or a sorbet. And then you just let that cool down, take out the elderflowers, add the lemon juice, and then whiz your strawberries and put it into like a tray like this, you know, one of these plastic tray, lunchbox. And then, Vinnie, just every sort of half hour, take it with a fork and just to make crystals.
Just sort of mix it. Is that to make that's sure it doesn't clump?
That's it.
That looks like a sorbet that you're spinning
out. Yeah, it is, but it's more sort of grainy. It did look like a sorbet this morning, but it's been in a cool bag, so...
You're just putting that out into a cup.
Yeah. And do you want a wee splash of...
A wee splash of Prosecco.
I know you're still on air, so I'll just give you a tablespoon. Here, and that's just...
You put this in with the sorbet, you put the Prosecco in there, so it's all bubbling and fizzing up. You've got the red of the strawberry at the bottom, and then the fizz of the Prosecco on top.
And it's a good. You can do that with any. I mean, I was down to St George's Market this morning, and they've got all loads of beautiful berries and raspberries and tea berries. So you can do it with any.
It's sweet.
Uh huh.
But there's also that bitter in there as well.
This with the lemon just really cuts through that. And the thing about it is now, strawberries are naturally sweet. So if you buy strawberries, if you're silly enough to buy strawberries in December when they taste like turnips, right? You know, they're not going to taste like strawberries. They're just going to be like bitter turnips. So now when they're really, really sweet and beautiful and make your jam at this time of year.
And there's that slightly boozy kick. It's very light though, so it's not something that you would get.
The elderflower.
Yeah. And the Prosecco there.
Right, Finny, next week I want to see a bottle of homemade elderflower cordial. I'm going to email you a recipe.
You said,
I know. And don't be getting that toxic one, me dropping dead next Saturday morning.
So just to kind of summarise what you've made today.
So stuff strawberries and the stuffing, so you hollow out the strawberries and then mash up the middle with sugar and a bit of lemon zest, and then just put in some mascarpone and put it back in, and then just roll it in biscuits and white chocolate, and then that gives you a nice big hit of strawberry cheesecake.
I'm having now.
This is the strawberry granita, and then just for you, Vinnie, a wee splash of Prosecco, a very small... Very small splash, obviously.
That's gorgeous. Paula, thank you
very much.
Thanks
a million, Bennett.